Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless the Lord this afternoon. I just want to come in and first of all say, woman of God, our condolences to your family. We are praying.
Yes, Lord.
We are praying for your entire family. We know that Eugene is in a better place. We know Eugene is in the presence of the Lord. So we're going to celebrate Jesus right now so we can be in the presence of the Lord and we can fellowship with Eugene in his new home, that we can celebrate with Eugene in his new residence, that we can celebrate Eugene in his new body. Oh, my God. That in that place with no more sickness, no more cancer, no more disease.
No more.
But we pray right now that the Spirit of God be dispersed from the portion room to your complete family, that they learn, that they find, that they come to Jesus.
Thank you,
just
Jesus.
As they are, to be received into his presence, just as they are, to now be new, to be to be changed, to be rearranged and transformed. That is our prayer for you today. But we pray for you, woman of God, that a special portion of anointing be on and about you in this time, that you can minister like ever before, that your voice will be heard like ever before.
Oh,
and people won't look at you as family, and they'll see you as family in the spiritual and receive
and
a word from you that they've been ignoring for life. They will experience a new life with you by the ministry that is through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
52 weeks of
thank
love
you,
is taking off right now.
Yes,
God
Lord,
bless you, woman of God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you too, man of God. Oh, Father, we thank
bless
you, Jesus. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to begin. Oh, God, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, I
Lord.
Was just standing here. I was walking through this house just now, and all I wanted to do right now is just say, Jesus. Let me say, Jesus. Let me call on that name, Jesus. Let me call on his name, Jesus. Let me call on his name, Jesus. 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 Those on the platform, the airways, and around the world, there's power in his name. Let me hear you call. Just call on the name of Jesus right now. Call on his name. I can't hear you, but I can hear you in his spirit. And God hears you. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. 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 I love to call his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because there's power in his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's so much power in his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Wonder working power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Miraculous power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Resurrection power. Hallelujah, Jesus. That same power that God raised Jesus from the dead quickened my mortal bodies. And when Jesus got up, I got up. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus got up, we got up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you, Jesus. And I praise your name, Father. I love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We worship your name today, Lord God. We worship your name, Jesus. We worship you today, Father. Good Friday. 2 days before Easter Sunday. 2 days before Jesus rose from the dead. Father, we thank you, Lord. I praise your name, Jesus. I glory in your name, Lord. We glory in your name. We glory in your name. There's power in your name. There's power in your name. Power. Power in your name, Jesus. So much power. So much power. Wonder-working power. Wonder-working power. Thank you, Jesus. I love to call on his name, y'all. There's power in his name. If you're on the platform now, ways around the world, just lift your hand and say, Jesus. Call on his name. Call on his name. Say, Jesus. Call on him. Say, Jesus. I can't see you. I can't hear you, but I can hear you in his spirit. Call on his name. Say, Jesus, call him, call him, call him. Go ahead and call him because there's power in that name, y'all. That same power that caused Jesus to get up quickened my mortal body. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so happy today. I praise God for it. I thank God for you. I thank God for you, man of God. I want to say this to you today, man of God. Good afternoon to you, and thank you for that wonderful, beautiful, awesome prayer you just prayed. Thank God for you, man of God. And I want to say
thank
to you,
you
today, man
God.
Of God. Man of God,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for letting God touch your heart and allow me and give me this opportunity to be on this great platform today. And I want to let you know, if I never said it, I'm going to say it today. I appreciate everything you've done. I appreciate everything you do. And I thank God for you allowing me to be on this air on Friday. And every chance you get, I'm on this air. I don't care if I be on there every day, 24-7, 20, it don't matter. I love God and I love my people. I'm a people person. And those who are on the platform, the airways and around the world, I hope you listen to me today. I love you. I love you.
And we
I love you.
Back.
I
and
love
we love you.
You
back.
Thank you. And guess what? Jesus loved us so much. He loved us so much. I was reading and meditating, and I said, there are so many ways that God loves us. From Genesis to Revelation, so many ways that God loves us. But I want to give y'all 7 ways that he loves us. Amen. And number 1, hallelujah, Jesus, he loves us with an atoning love. He atoned for our sin, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. And number 2, God loves us with a calling love. Y'all know he said he called us out of darkness and translated us into his marvelous light. Thank you, God. And number 3, God loves us redeeming love. Galatians 3:13 said he redeemed us from the curse of the law. Thank you, Lord God. 4, God loves us with justifying love. Y'all know God justified. He's a justified God. He justified us and he set us apart. I'm justified. I am justified. I say I am justified. I am justified, and I thank God today. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Number 5, God loves us with an adopting love. He adopted us into his royal family, y'all. We are in the family, royal family of God in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And God loved us with sanctifying love, sanctifying love. We are sanctified, y'all, sanctified soldiers of Christ, hallelujah, Jesus. And number 7, God loves us with a glorifying love. He's glorious, y'all. He's glorious. We serve a glorious God, glorifying God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Father. Those who have their Bible on the platform, they're always and around the world. Those who have their Bible, turn your Bible with me. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Ephesians. Well, first let me say, I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. And we're in 52 weeks of love. 52 weeks of love. We're in week 15, amen? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, y'all, we moving. We going somewhere, y'all. This is April, Lord Jesus. Thank you. April the 14th. Oh, Father, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name. I praise your name. I praise your name. I praise your name. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Turn your Bibles with me. Amen. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians. That's the first chapter, verses 19 to 20. And I want to use for a subject today, the power of a risen Christ. The power of a risen Christ. That's what raised Jesus from the dead. It was the power of God that raised him from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn your Bibles to me with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 19 to 20. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation Bible. The Apostle Paul, y'all. The Apostle Paul says, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power. This is the same mighty power. The resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the place of honor at God's right hand and the heavenly realm. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Now look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1. It reads, once you were dead. That word, once you were, listen to this, the word were means was, past tense, dead, you was dead because of what? Your disobedience and our many sins. We were spiritually dead. I'm not talking about a physical death here. I'm talking about spiritually dead. And we were lost without Christ. We were separated from God. We were doomed, y'all, and on our way to hell. Hallelujah. I hope y'all got that. We were lost. We were separated from God. We was doomed and on our way to hell. Hallelujah, Jesus. But guess what? God saw fit. He snatched us out of darkness. Thank you, Jesus. All us out of darkness. Hallelujah, Jesus. And translated us into his what? Marvelous light. Thank you, Jesus. Then he purchased us by his blood and brought us back. Praise Jesus. He purchased us by his blood and brought us back. And then, guess what? He redeemed us and set us free. Redeemed us. And Galatians 3:13 says we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We're no longer under the law of Moses. Thank you, Jesus. We're under grace and truth that came by Jesus Christ and the New Testament. We're not under the law of Moses. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're under grace and truth that came by Jesus Christ. We're New Testament saints, y'all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Purchase us with his blood. Redeem us and set us free. We free, y'all. Romans 8:36 said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. We free. We free, saints of God. Did y'all know we are free? Because we've been delivered. God delivered us and washed us in his blood. He delivered us, washes us in his blood, and set us free. We free. I thank God I'm free today. I can say I'm free. I'm throwing up my hands right now. I'm free. I am free. I am free. I am free. And I thank God for it. We are free. We all are free. We free, y'all. Lift your hands and say, I am free. Free from bondage. Free from bondage. Hellfire and damnation. We free. We free. We free. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Look at Ephesians, y'all. The second chapter, verses 2. Says, at that time, in the past, we followed the world, evil way. How many of us in here know that there is evil in the world? But thank God we are in the world, but not of the world. Did y'all get that? We've been bought with a price, and we are not our own. I thank you, Jesus. I've been bought with a price, and we are not our own. We all been bought with a price, and we are not our own. Hallelujah, Jesus. Drop down to verse 4, if you will. It reads, but God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much. Do you know that his love was so great for us, y'all, that according to John 3:16, glory to your name, Jesus, he gave his one and only begotten Son to die for us so that we may be saved and not perish, and that we may live and have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus, for everlasting life, for eternal life in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. This, oh, Jesus, this is the best gift we could ever have received. This is not just a gift you can go to CVS, Rite Aid, or Macy's. You can't get this gift from anywhere. This gift only comes from God. This gift only comes from God. When God gave us his Son, he gave us a gift. He gave us the best gift that we could ever, ever purchase from anywhere. That's our gift. Because if I reach you a gift right now, would you receive it or would you reject it? That's the way it is with Christ. We have a choice to receive him or reject him. Somebody missed that meet today on the platform, the airways, and around the world. You have a choice. I say you have a choice. You can receive Jesus or you can reject him. It's your choice. But if I were you today, I'll receive him as my Lord and Savior. Oh, Jesus, I'll receive him today in my life. Somebody listen at me today. I'm talking to you. You have a choice. The Bible said in Joshua, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day whom you will serve. So we have a choice. I'm telling you to choose death or life. And if I were you, I choose life. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Because this gift that I'm talking about comes from the power of the Almighty God. And no gift can ever top it. God gave his only begotten son, his one and only begotten son, to save us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Go, Holy Spirit. Karabashanda. Yandini Oshidi Karabashanda. Yoko Shandini Okandarabasha. Now, I say when he gave up his only son, I call it, that's love, y'all. That's love. That's love. When he was on the cross, he looked down, and he said, he was talking to the Roman soldier. He said to his father, he said, Father. He called on his father. He said, Father. He said, forgive them. What a mighty God. He said, forgive them. Hallelujah, Jesus. For they know not what they do. That's love. You done beat me, you done spit on me, you done ridiculed me, you done denied me, you done did everything. And then I cry out to my Father, ask God to forgive you. Forgive them, because they know not what they do. What a forgiving God. And he wants us to be just like him. Forgive. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. God gave his only begotten son, his only one. Yes, Lord. The Bible says God is love. The Bible says God is love. We need to have the God kind of love. We need to have the God kind of love. The agape love. The agape love between God and man. Hallelujah, Jesus. The God kind of love. The God kind of love that's in all. John 4:7, he said the God kind of love. We need to have that God kind of love. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I praise your name, Father. We have to learn. Now, listen at this, y'all. We have to learn to show love. We have to learn to show love. Just as Abraham, listen at this, saints of God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We have to learn to show love just as Abraham showed how much he loved God by being obedient to show his willingness to sacrifice his only son. This is how we should be willing to show our love for one another. Amen. I say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not just with our friends or family, but also within our churches and workplaces. Let the power of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Hey, Jesus. According to Romans 5:8, tells us how God demonstrated his love or how he shows his love for us while we were still sinners. While we were still sinners. Y'all know we were messed up from the floor up. Oh, yeah, you was messed up, and so was I. We was messed up from the floor up. Christ died for us, oh, Jesus. The Bible said that Christ rose from the dead early on a Sunday morning. Thank you, Jesus. Early on a Sunday morning, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We call this day Easter Sunday, hallelujah, Jesus, to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, hallelujah, Jesus. The the important thing is that Christ rose. This is not this. The important thing is that Christ rose, and that is enough for me. He rose, y'all, and that's enough for me. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 6. The Bible tells us, listen at this, saints of God, Ephesians 2 and 6. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, we died with Christ. When he died, we were buried with him. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Was resurrected with him. Thank you, Jesus. I was resurrected with Christ, and so were you. I got out of the grave. I'm no longer in the grave. When he was resurrected, so was I, and so was you. We're not in the grave. We're no longer in the grave. Hallelujah. We are risen. We got up. But Jesus got up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. When he died, we were buried with him, was resurrected with him, spiritually speaking, and we are now seated with him in heavenly places. We are spiritually seated with him in heavenly places, y'all. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible described Jesus after his resurrection as being seated in heavenly realm at the right hand of God. Thank you, Lord God. Being seated and with Christ brings what? Rest. Being seated in and with Christ brings rest. God wants us to be relaxed, not worry or anxious, to enjoy life while we wait for him to make all our enemies a footstool for our feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Our part as Christians is to believe and find peace in him. I'm going to say that again. Our part as Christians is to believe and find peace in him. And who? And Christ's part is to work on our behalf. Y'all better hear that. Hallelujah, Jesus. You see, a risen Savior has the power to radically affect all who come to him. Did y'all get that? While on earth, Christ walked among us as a human being. Oh, Jesus. Only being able to connect with those he came in contact with. Thank you, Father. Once he died, hear this, y'all. Hear me, saints of God. Once he died, he was able to connect with us all because he was transformed into a spiritual being. Oh, did y'all get that? A spiritual being. And with that comes the power of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. No matter what your lifestyle or your situation is, God has the power to change you and me. I hope y'all getting this. No matter what your lifestyle or situation is, God has the power to change you and me, even if you feel like your back is against the wall. And there is no hope. But there is hope. I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. There is hope. You have the hope of glory, according to John 4:4. You have the hope of glory. You have Jesus on the inside of you, who is bigger than any devil that is in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, 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 Jesus. This not this, saints of God. Just like a caterpillar. Y'all know what a caterpillar is. You know what a caterpillar looks like. Just like a caterpillar transforms into a beautiful butterfly, becoming a complete new creature, you can too. You can too. You can too. You can be transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. Your life and circumstances will go to a higher level in Jesus Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when I was talking about being transformed like a new creature, Romans 12:1-2 tells us, don't be transformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind, don't be transformed to this world. Don't be shaped in the mold of this world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we have the greater one on the inside of us, amen, and that is Jesus. You see, the devil is a liar, y'all. The power of God is here tonight. I mean today. The power of God is here today to turn your entire life around. Somebody need their life turned around today. You on a platform that always and around the world. God is here tonight, today, to turn your entire life around. It takes the power of God to move in a miraculous way. Did y'all get that? Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we need to let the power of God flow. I hope y'all hearing this. We need to let the power of God flow. Flow on these lines. Flow on the platform. Flow on the airways. Flow. Let the Holy Ghost power flow. And when you let it flow, let it fall. Let it fall. Let the power of God fall. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead have raised us up too. Let it fall. And when you let it fall, let it fall. Let the Holy Ghost power fall. Let it fall all over the United States of America. Let it fall. Oh, let it fall. Let it fall in the Galveston. Let it fall in ice. And let it fall at the White House. Let it fall all over, everywhere. The four corners of the earth. The east, the north, the south, and the west. Let it flow. Let your power flow, Jesus. Let it flow. Let your power flow. You raised Jesus from the dead. The same power, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. In my closing here, y'all. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is so good. In my closing, we are overcomers. Because the Bible said we are overcomers. Because Jesus said, I overcome the devil, the demons, and his evil spirit. And that make us overcomers, y'all. We are overcomers. And we have the power to overcome the devil, demons, and all of his evil spirits in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody need to give Jesus a praise offering right now. Lift your hand, somebody. Give Jesus a praise offering. I can't see you, but I see you in the spirit. Lift your hands and give Jesus a praise offering. Go ahead and give him a praise offering. Give him the best praise you can give him. The Bible said in Psalm 150, praise God in his sanctuary. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Oh, glory to your name. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Somebody praise him right now. Give God a hand clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise.
Ooh,
thank you, Jesus.
And yes, any old shot.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Give him a praise offering. Give him a praise
offering. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Give it to him right now. Give it to him. Lift
thank
up your
you,
hands
Lord.
And give him a praise offering.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
And give him a praise offering.
Oh,
oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Give him
hallelujah.
Give him a praise offering.
Praise the Lord.
Give him what do him. Give him what do him. Give him what do him.
Hallelujah.
Praise offering. Give him a praise offering. Go ahead
Jesus.
On and give him a praise offering. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I got both my hands. I'm praising him right
ooh,
now.
Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I praise
him. Lord. Thank
praise.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Don't
ooh,
get off
thank
don't
you,
praise
Lord.
Him. Praise
hallelujah.
Him. Praise
ooh,
him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Sunday, oh, won't shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ooh, thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Ooh,
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise
thank
him. Hallelujah.
You, thank you for your word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word.
Ooh, yes. Thank
today.
You for the
and
word.
I hope somebody
ooh,
got something
ooh,
out of this. Thank you for
God.
Your word today, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for your word today. Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you
hallelujah.
For your word.
The let the power flow. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Ooh, I tell you. Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh, I love you, beautiful sister. Ooh, and I'm praying with you. Ooh, I'm praying with you, praying for you, with you, for you and your family. Ooh, praying for peace and comfort for you all. In the name of
Jesus,
praise him, praise him.
Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him.
Praise him, praise him, hallelujah.
Praise him, praise him,
love you, love you, love you. Ooh, praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Ooh, yes. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus. Say yes to him. Give him yes.
Yes
him
to
yes.
his word. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes to his word.
Thank
yes
you, Jesus.
To yes to his
yes.
word. Give him a yes.
Yes.
Give him a yes.
Yes.
Three words.
Say
I
yes.
God. Say yes.
Thank you, Lord. Say yes.
Give him a yes.
Ooh. Right now.
Give him a yes.
Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The power.
Ooh, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you. Ooh, I love you, family. Love you, love you, love you. God bless you. Ooh, glory
Jesus.
To God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, family. Ooh, good afternoon.
Ooh.
Good afternoon. Ooh, this is Good Friday. Good Friday.
Good.
Ooh, thank you,
ooh,
Jesus. Week number 15, Good Friday. Good Friday, family. Christian holiday commemorating the crucifixion of Christ Jesus and his death at Calvary. The Friday before Easter. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. There are 12 states in our United States. It is a legal holiday. That's Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, North Carolina, North Dakota, Louisiana, New Jersey, Tennessee, Texas, Indiana, not here in California, and not in many other states. Why is this, family? We must petition it and to legalize this as a legal holiday. Amen, amen. When I was working as a nurse on the job, I made sure that I requested off Easter and Thanksgiving. I love Christmas, too. I love Christ's birthday. But I left that holiday for the parents and the mothers and fathers that had children and needed time to be with their children. And I prayed that they were teaching their children the meaning of Christmas. And I pray that we are also teaching our children the meaning of Easter. Not about the Easter eggs and the bunnies. We have to tell them what's really behind Easter. What really does Easter mean to us? We have to share with them. We term it family. We term it Good Friday. But it was a crucial day. Very crucial. The day Christ Jesus was crucified. He was crucified and he died. He died for all of our sins. Not just me. He died for all of our sins. Thank you, Jesus. 2:24 tells us. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die of sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We all have to know to love and acknowledge him as our personal Lord and Savior, saved by his grace. Saved by his grace. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We all were hopeless, hopeless in sin. We were sinners from the days of Adam and Eve. Amen, family. Jesus is Christ. Crucifixion on the cross brings us brings us relief and salvation. Thank you, Jesus. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Thank you, Lord. We are new creation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, family, I tell you, this week with the Now Network family, has brought so much glory to the Heavenly Father. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. They're revealing the true word of the scriptures. They had Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now in the flesh, I live by faith in who loved me, excuse me, and gave himself for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dying of this flesh, family, it is a constant thing to be true followers of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 6:5 tells us, God, he demonstrated his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us, family. Do we really, truly understand the debt paid for us, for each and every one of us on the cross? Family, the more we understand the passion of Christ and the Heavenly Father, the more compassion we gain to want to know more of him in our relationships, our personal relationships with him. The more of him and the less of ourselves, family. Thank you, Jesus. We gain more compassion, family, for one another. We begin to love one another unconditionally as Father God loves us. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Tell us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm a believer. Thank you, Lord. Family, today I'm going to share some of Matthew 27. That's Friday, Good Friday today. I'm going to share it in parables of the crucifixion of Christ Jesus on Calvary. Amen. I have read it over and over and meditated on it. I've watched it in the book of Matthew, the book of Mark, the book of Luke, and the book of John. Also, I've watched the Passion of Christ. I live it, and I live it in the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord at all times, family. Praise him through your circumstance. Our Heavenly Father God's wrath was upon Christ Jesus for our sins, to forgive us of all our sins. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, the precious Lamb of God, he gave his life to forgive us of our sins and allow us salvation. All nations, family, he gave his life for each and every one of us. The day on Calvary was probably the worst, the greatest triumph of evil with tremendous suffering. The Heavenly Father, he demands righteousness. He gives us mercy. He gives us peace. He forgives us, and he loves us unconditionally. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Christ Jesus paid it all, family. His punishment and his death on the cross. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Judah, one of his disciples, betrayed him for 30 silver coins. Oh, my God. My God. His heinous sin caused him to commit suicide, hanging himself. But before he did that, he went back to the priest, where he received the coins, and he threw them at them. And they took the coins, and they purchased a field they named Potter's Field, which is the field of blood. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It was the blood of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Oh, family, Jesus. They found Jesus guilty of something He never did. They arrested him for no crime. And they released, the crowd urged him, and they released Barabbas. They released him and chose to crucify Christ Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. The crowd edged him on. The blood of the crowd and their children and generations to come. The blood of Christ Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. They stripped him. They stripped him, family. They put a scarlet robe on him, crown of thorns, and placed it on his head. In his right hand, they placed the staff. They kneeled in front of him and mocked him. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. They spit on him. They struck him in the head, over the head, repeatedly with the staff. Oh, Jesus, Lord Jesus. They had him carry his cross. And when he became too weak carrying, they had Simon carry the cross. Family, oh, I tell you, Passion of Christ. Jesus. When they arrived at Golgotha, they offered him wine. They offered him wine, and it was mixed with gall. Gall is a poisonous herb. When he refused it, after tasting it. Then they crucified him. They nailed his hands and feet to the cross. And they placed they punctured him on his right side, and he was bleeding. Oh, Jesus, Lord Jesus. I tell you, family, reading it and seeing it, oh, Jesus, he paid so much for you and I. They placed a sign above his head that said, written charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Oh, Jesus, Lord Jesus, King, peace, Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There were two robbers with him that were crucified. One was on his left, the other one was on his right. Oh, they died also. They crucified them too. The crowd continued to taunt Jesus. They taunted him. They were telling him, if you are the Son of God, get yourself down. And others were saying, he saves others, but he can't save himself. Insult after insult, family. Oh, Jesus. To the ninth hour, darkness overcame the land. Jesus stood on the cross. He cried out loudly to his Father, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some were saying he's calling Elijah. And then one got a sponge, filled it with vinegar, tried to put it in his mouth. Some shouted, leave him alone, to see if Elijah will save. Oh, family, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus. Then Jesus cried out. He cried out loudly again. And he gave up his spirit. I tell you, family, when I was reading this and seeing it, the temple curtain tore in two. The earth shook tremendously. The holy bodies of the dead rose with him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. When the guards saw this, they said, surely he was, and we know he is the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:3. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. Oh, that was through it all, family. Christ Jesus, he remained gracious. He remained so gracious on the cross. asking his Father to forgive them. Forgive them because they knew not what they do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The power of forgiveness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Walk with me, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He is risen, family, and he is alive. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The women that were there, they took him along with Joseph, and they wrapped him, put him in a rock tomb. Family, he is alive, and he is always with us. I tell you, family, the cross, every time we see a cross, we should spiritually see what Jesus done for us on the cross, for our transgression. He was the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We live because of his love for each and every one of us. Tell your family, it was a time, I'd say not too long ago, I didn't know Jesus. I had knew about him. But family, I tell you, we don't want to be one of them that calls on him when we are in a crisis. We cannot do it like that, family. He gave his life for each and every one of us. Jeremiah 29:13 tells us, those who seek him wholeheartedly will find him. We will find him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Good Friday. Good Friday, family. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Family, share with anyone you know what Sunday truly is about. Easter, the resurrection of Christ Jesus. He is alive. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, family, good Friday. Ooh, keep Jesus first. Thank you, Lord. Family, I love you all. God bless you all. And enjoy this day the Lord has made. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God bless you all. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to be to God. Hallelujah. I'm praying with you and your family, beautiful sister. God bless you all, too. God bless you all.
Y'all did an awesome job. That's enough. Y'all did an awesome job today. I just want to celebrate the risen Christ with you guys as we go into this the completion of my resurrection.
Yes,
see, I'm a rise. I'm going to get up. This Holy been about me. This crucifixion been about me. This burial is about me. This getting, see,
you
I got
see,
to
I didn't,
to
I didn't touch that. I couldn't touch that. Ooh, praise the Lord.
I heard you tag teaming. Yeah, I got to get mine. I'm rising. I'm encouraging you guys to rise.
Yes.
Too. We tag teaming and we're going to Holy Ghost it together. Please join us this weekend as we're in the park. We have a Resurrection Sunday in the Dunedin with the church folks. Everybody's going to come out. We're going to have a great time in Compton, California. God bless you guys.
Amen.
I love you guys.
Love you all, too. God bless you.